Even though Gudea rejected much of the visual iconography that Naram Sin used, he did retain the focus on physical strength that Naram Sin displays. So most statues that survive show very well-developed biceps. Even though he's pious, he's still sexy. Certain sculptures also depict Gudea engaged in building temples, and even shows an architectural plan of a temple that he sponsored. So he is reverting to traditional concerns of rulers. These images reinforce his close involvement in and concern for projects that kings had traditionally been focused on. And it returns to a much different way of ruling than the Akkadian kings had chosen. It was an era in which there was a significant amount of political fragmentation and change, and it would be useful for a king such as Gudea to keep his attention on local needs. It probably also reflects a localization and fragmentation of the economy. There may have been a shift back to a focus on agriculture as the main base of the economy, rather than the trade routes that the Akkadian rulers were so focused on controlling. It's hard to piece that type of information together, but there is a definite focus on the city-state and a focus on what kings have been doing for millennia in Gudea's rule. He is the ruler that we know best from southern Mesopotamia and from this period, and we have to extrapolate from these images to imagine that in other cities, the kings would undertake the same type of local focus. If the tribes that had threatened the Akkadians, the Gutians, or even other threats from neighbors to the south or even to the west, if that continued in the absence of a strong central government, and especially a strong military focus that the Akkadians had, the standing army that Sargon controlled, then it may have been difficult for city-states to engage in the type of long-distance trade that the Akkadians had tried to establish. So that, too, could emphasize the importance of the city-state and take the rulers back to local issues, local politics, as it were. The sculpted portraits that we have discussed illustrate the very different ways that these two rulers, Naram Sin and Gudea, presented themselves, and they reflect the broader message to their people. They also provide a sort of visual bookend for the history of this period. Naram Sin proclaims himself a god, both in his texts and in his artistic representations. And he did this for very specific reasons that would reinforce his political control of a large territory. So he is trying to do what he's trying by to establish himself as a god of a large area, rather than the god of a specific city-state, such as Akkad, who happens to establish political control. This may have seemed very radical at the time, but it is going to be adopted by the next great dynasty that we will meet, the Ur III rulers, who, even though they do present themselves as gods, take a slightly different tone than Naram Sin does in their visual representations and also in their written sources for the era.